Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jody Ambrosio sitting in the power seat for the Ray Man, who comes back on Monday. You've heard Aaron Kupek reporting on this all morning. The UConn's Connecticut Center for Economic Analysis has come up with a long-term economic forecast. With us to talk about that is their director, Fred Karstensen, friend of the show. Fred, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us. Well, why for the first time, did the CCEA decide to give us a long-term economic forecast?
Well, the context is that historically, we'd only done typically 2.5 years, 10 quarters. But most of the discussions these days say we may not recover for 2 to 3 years. There's even a Congressional Budget Office projection that suggests we might not recover until 2030. So doing a short-term one is simply not going to give us the insights that we need to have to really get focused on how we're going to respond to this. And it's critically important that people understand that Connecticut, before the pandemic, had the worst performing state economy in the country. We literally had never recovered from the Great Recession. Our employment was still about 17,000 jobs below the previous peak. And indeed, you go back, we've had almost no job growth for 30 years in Connecticut. And then there's a thing called state GDP, just like the national gross product, but it's specific for Connecticut. And we were still 6% below where we were in 2008. So our economy was really performing poorly even before the pandemic. And then the pandemic comes along, you know, 300,000 Connecticut jobs disappear, a tremendous share of them in tourism and hospitality, because that's where actually our job growth had been. And we needed to lay out, and at the end of our report, we actually lay out almost a dozen initiatives that Connecticut could take that could change our trajectory. If we don't change our trajectory, if we don't change the path that we're currently on, you know, we're going to have an enormously difficult time recovering it. And we run multiple scenarios. Even the optimistic scenario still looks pretty grim. And a more realistic scenario, given, you know, today we have a record number of infections. We are at record levels of hospitalization. It looks like we're going to go into a third surge now with the COVID-19. So we needed to hopefully frame a long-term discussion. Literally in 20 years, the state has never had a really focused attention on economic growth and development. And one of the things we hope we're going to do with this is to say to people, look, we need to reshape our future. And the only way we're going to do that is by taking some initiatives at the state level, new initiatives, new policies that are going to restore our historic competitive strength.
Let's go back. Before we look ahead, Fred, why, in your opinion, have we had such poor job growth? Why are we in the situation that we're in? What makes us different than, say, our neighboring New England states?
Well, I'm glad our neighbors have done very well. And that's one of the things that's really striking is here we are, even Rhode Island has done dramatically better than we have in the last 10 years. In the 1990s, 1997 to 2007, Connecticut actually grew tremendously in terms of the value of total output in the state. actually one of the best performing state economies in the country. We were not creating jobs. We weren't adding population. But it looked really good. And that was masking this underlying kind of structural adjustment. You know, 1992, 1993 is the creation of the World Wide Web. We become increasingly a data-driven, digitally dependent economy. And Connecticut fundamentally disconnected from that. We did not really pay attention to that. And it's partly the fact we were just an extraordinarily successful state for a very, very long time. We were the heart of the American Industrial Revolution. We had the highest per capita patent rate in the country. And so we were very successful historically. And we didn't have to think about this very much. We didn't have to worry about, are we competitive? Because we were the leader. We were a wealthy state, very successful industries, manufacturing, finance, and insurance. Since 2008, we've lost a quarter of our finance and insurance industry. Why? Because it is increasingly data-driven. Now, the analogy I say to people is, look, suppose that I-95 and I-84 had been built without a single exit or entrance in the state of Connecticut. You drive through on 95 from New York to Rhode Island, you could never get off. No one could get on. We would all be commuting, you know, on old Route 1, you know, or whatever, you know, local roads.
Right.
There literally are high-speed fiber optic cables that run through Connecticut that do not have a single off-ramp in Connecticut. We became fundamentally disconnected, and this is confirmed at the level of occupations. The fastest-growing occupational category relates to the information technologies. Connecticut has had virtually no growth. I mean, Rhode Island has grown 10 times faster in these critical occupations. We need policies and initiatives that are going to restore our connection to this data-driven, digitally dependent economy. We need a framework that is, we are extraordinarily competitive as a location for data centers, but we don't have the supporting policies and tax policies. 31 other states have been very aggressive. Connecticut actually turned its back on data centers because people said, well, you know, it doesn't create a lot of jobs, so why do we care about data centers? Which is essentially like saying, we don't really need paved highways. You know, after you build them, they don't generate a lot of jobs. So let's just go with, gravel roads and ox carts. Now, everybody knows, we talked for years in Connecticut about how important our transportation infrastructure is. Well, let's get as serious about our communication infrastructure, which is the IT. Let's get those data centers. Let's, you know, create a framework that's going to drive. We list in the report nearly a dozen initiatives that Connecticut could take that clearly could define a new path for us. We have to get off the path that we're on.
We've only got a couple of... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, what the report says is this is where we might end up if we don't get our act together and get focused on changing the path. This is only what might be. This is not what will be.
Right.
And we're saying, let's change where we're headed. Let's define a new path for ourselves.
We've only got about 90 seconds left, Fred. How important is it for the powers that be to look at long-term solutions instead of short-term quick fixes?
It's hugely important. One of my favorite phrases is history casts a long shadow. You know, in the last 10, 12 years, and actually going back to the those robust days of growth in the late 90s and up to 2007, you know, we were not paying attention. You know, so we really have not, in over 20 years, we've not had a focused attention on how we're going to change the framework. A lot of these things take a long time to pay off, you know, and you have to have this long-term perspective. And the state has never had a framework. The legislature here doesn't start the long legislative session with a serious assessment of where the state is, how it's performing, how it's comparing to other states. Other states, after the legislature begins, they have a very good process because they begin by saying, how are we performing? Let's get some careful analysis. I have a colleague from Massachusetts. Regularly, he prepared a whole array of reports for the legislature at the beginning of their sessions. It wasn't a recommendation about anything. It was just a, how are we performing? Here's the data. It tells us how we're performing. It tells us how we're comparing with other states. What's best practice in other states? We haven't had that kind of framework. We've been just very, very self-satisfied. You know, the state of steady habits. Well, one of our steady habits has been not paying attention.
Yeah.
The world has changed in a dramatic way, and we need to figure out how to become much more competitive.
It is certainly a lot to consider and a lot to think about. Fred Carstensen, director of the UConn's Connecticut Center for Economic Analysis on the first long-term Connecticut economic forecast. Fred, as always, thanks for dropping the knowledge. We appreciate it. Stay safe. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.